The kids was almost on, we called it the pulley bowl,
where
the folks had bowled. They wanted to get the pull out around the table leg, see which one was going to get married first.
Oh, is that what it would mean?
That's what it meant.
Well, which was it? Which end would you get to get married?
The one that got the short end was married first.
Short end would get married first. Did it work?
I don't think it did.
I think it did. Did you ever hear that bone called that little, the short bone? Did you ever hear it called a boy bone or something like that? You ever hear it called anything?
No, I think not.
Anything like that? Well, what about all of the, what would you call something, all of the insides of a hog, the whole part on the inside of a hog?
That's entrails.
Yeah. And what about the intestines? Some people eat them. They make something from.
Yeah, they do now. This is good eating. They take and wash them, spread them out and wash them. And used to, they made grease out of them, they made homemade dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they call it chitlins.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell me, I've never bought and eat any of it, but I see it advertised.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's fine eating as you ever
eat. Oh, really? I never have ever eaten.
I ain't neither. I don't think I
will.
You do without that, huh?
Well, if I have to taste it, I like to taste it.
You
need
it.
I ain't good eating it.
Oh, I never have ever seen it, but I've heard it. Well, now, what about, what would you call the time that you had to go out and feed all your stock? You say it's time to feed the stock, and so that's,
Well, I just say it's feeding time.
Oh, yeah.
I've had any boys and say, get you ready, boys, feeding time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when it was the feeding time, and you were going to call the cow to come in from the pasture, how would you do that? How did you?
Yeah, shook cow, shook cow.
And they hear that?
Yeah, they hear it and go to bowl.
And then they start bawling.
Especially if there's some of them got young calves, they'll start screaming as loud as they can, yeah, they're coming over and around.
Well, sometimes, like if you're trying to get them to stand still when you were milking, did you have something special you said to them then?
Yeah, to them, so.
Oh, that's what, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They learn it if you brush them a little too, you can learn it to them.
Now, what about if, same kind of a thing, talking about calling animals. Now, when you were plowing with the mules and you wanted them to turn right or turn left, how would you?
If I wanted them to turn left, I'd say gee, and if I wanted them to turn right, I'd tell him halt.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, did you ever say anything special to horses just to get them to come in from the pasture?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Why, I just call them and show them a little something, a bite to something to eat, or speak a few kind words, usually the horse will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
An old mule won't let it, he's stubborn. And the horse will. Well, I've had him just call their name, they'd answer you and come just as hard as they could run.
So, yeah.
Thousands, thousands,
too. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say to them to get them to start? You know, when your horse, you want it to start going, what would you say to them?
Tell them get up.
Mm-hmm. And what about to stop? What would you say to the horse?
Ooh.
And then what about if you wanted to get it to back up?
Back up.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about pigs? When you went to feed your pigs, what would you call them?
Oh, piggy, piggy, piggy.
And then, did you have anything? You said at one time you had sheep. Did you have anything special for the state of the sheep?
Yeah, we said, cushy, cushy.
Well, they all had something different for it. They know it all.
Yeah.
And what about chickens? Did you have something special?
No, I don't reckon there's a special way to call chickens. You just call chick.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
mm-hmm. You just say something like chick,